Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hi, and welcome, trivia fans, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And we are playing Super Mario Trivia.
I'm so excited to jump on these mushrooms and kill them all today.
Oh my gosh. I am always like, we have so many requests for this. I'm not kidding. The requests come in from Clara from Ohio.
Oh, Garrett, Clara.
I know. Clara is like super fan for trivia. We love Clara. She's always sending us pictures. Garrett, Riley from New Hampshire, Bennett, Gentry, Emery, Colin, Jay, Imani, Noah, and Bodie.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's so many. Plus, we have
a new like Super Mario movie or something?
I was like really panicked about because I'm like, wait, what's going on with Mario? Don't get me wrong. I play Mario Kart every single weekend. My daughter Gigi and I, big time Mario Kart people. We play Mario Kart 8. They just released, by the way, on the Switch, new levels. You can add those on, guys. Pro tip. So we've been like so obsessed with Mario Kart again. Plus we play Luigi's Mansion 3, which we're also obsessed with. So I'm like, what's with like the sudden outcry of Mario? Is something happening? But it turns out there's always something happening with Mario.
People just love Mario.
They do.
It's like a fan fave from way back. We had it on, did you have like the original Nintendo?
Yeah, it came with Mario and Duck Hunt.
Yes, the orange Duck Hunt gun.
Yes.
And you had to sit like so close and shoot your ducks.
Kids don't know how good they have it these days.
They don't. They don't have to like blow in the cartridge. Like they didn't have to experience any of this lifestyle.
They're like, do I want a new game? I'll just click purchase. And then they have a new game. They don't even have to leave the house. I don't understand it. I
used to have to Christmas.
Beg my mom to go get video games. But all right, we also have happy birthdays to Keshav, Myla, and Donovan. Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday.
Super birthday.
Super Mario birthday. And I think that you should definitely ask your parents to get you one of these old school NESs. Like the old school throwback Nintendo thing. It's like it just plugs right in your TV. You can play the old Duck Hunts and Marios.
Yes, I have that. I am like super good at Dr. Mario, by the way. That was like my jam. If I could have like my favorite song was the Dr. Mario song, which was like Tetris but Mario. Just go, still go get it, guys. You'll have a blast. All right.
Okay.
So here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of Mario trivia. I'll ask you a question. You're going to give me an answer within 10 seconds. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score and see if you're able to beat Meredith at Super Mario Trivia.
Good luck. Are you ready? Because I think I'm going to be very good.
Really?
Listen, I could take my brothers down in some Mario. So as long as the format hasn't changed much, I remember the game.
Okay. Well, let's give it a try. Round one, question one. What is the name of Mario's brother?
It's the Luigi.
It's the Luigi. That's right. Okay, question two. What profession do the Mario brothers have?
They're plumbers.
They are plumbers. Question three. Mario and Luigi are famous for their overalls. What color are Luigi's overalls?
Luigi is the green guy.
Yes, green.
Yes!
Green overalls for Luigi. Okay, question number four. In which game did Mario first appear?
Mario Brothers.
No, it was actually Donkey Kong.
Get out of
good. Mario's origin story, folks. He's from Donkey Kong.
So
okay.
He's like an Easter egg from the Donkey Kong that got his own gig. Am I using the words right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Question number 5. Which of the Mario games first came first? It was either Super Mario Odyssey, Super Mario Run, Mario Brothers, or New Super Mario.
Mario Brothers.
Yes, Mario Brothers came first. They are the OG. All right, question number 6. What was Princess Peach's original name? She wasn't always Princess Peach.
No, she wasn't. She was Princess Mushroom.
Oh, you are insanely close. It is Princess Toadstool.
Oh, I
don't
hate it.
Blame her. I mean, it doesn't
it
roll off the tongue as
the
much as like
rebrand.
Princess Peach. Yeah, I would rebrand as well. Total rebrand. Total rebrand. Okay, question number 7. What color is Toadette's hat?
Pink and white.
Yes, pink and white. All right, question number 8. Which common enemy grows out of the pipes and tries to eat Mario?
That is the Jack and the Beanstalk Beanstalk.
I now know how this game will go. You don't know the actual words for stuff, but you describe it really well. So it's actually a piranha plant is
okay.
What it's called.
Oh, not Jack's Beanstalk.
No, I would have called it that too. I know.
So. That's what we called it growing up. It was a beanstalk.
It's a beanstalk coming out. It's a piranha plant.
Now, is it a beanstalk or stalk? What is
stalk.
This? Word? Stalk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 9. Who is considered Mario's biggest enemy?
Bowser.
Yes, Bowser is right. Okay, final question of this round. Which Mario game takes place all on one island?
Nobody knows. Nobody played that game.
It sold well. It's Super Mario Sunshine, guys.
Nobody knows it. Never
I
heard
bet some people did. I bet it was a real nice game they came up with there. Somebody designed it real nice.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we're going to go on to round 2. Are you ready to get a little bit harder?
Ugh, yeah.
Question one, round two. Before he was a plumber, what kind of job did Mario have?
I'm sorry. They are not developing these characters in this way. How would I know what Mario was? All right, let's just take a guess. I think that becoming a plumber is a progression, right? So he had to have like an entry-level job. Like my first entry-level job was perfume squirt girl at Dillard's. Like what was your first entry-level job?
I was a busser at a Mexican cantina.
That's what Mario was. Busser. Okay.
Turns out, a little more highbrow, he was a dentist.
What?
So entry-level, not so much.
As a dentist?
Full schooling. Full doctoral schooling.
You aspire to dentist.
Yes. So he went the other way.
That's weird.
Started
they just
from
made
the
him a
top,
dentist.
Now he's coming the other way.
Think of how much education Mario has had. I mean, he had all the dentisting years of education. Yeah. Then he had to learn the trades.
To be honest, that's where the money is.
That's where the money's at. And so there's another couple years of education to learn the skilled trade.
Hey, I don't blame him. Mouths terrify me. Teeth are scary. I would gladly, if any parent in the car who's listening, who's ever had to pay for a plumber knows that's where the money is. He's making a good decision.
It's true. Unclogging my toilet costs just as much as a filling.
It's
so
true.
How would you rather spend your time?
Exactly.
Okay.
I can live with a cavity. I need a toilet is what I'm saying. Okay. Question number
Always
two.
Always in demand.
What is the name of the level featured in every version of Super Mario Kart? This level is in every version of it.
Oh, Rainbow Road.
Rainbow Road is correct. Question number three. What facial features do both Mario and Luigi famously have?
Mustaches.
That's right. They've got the mustaches. Question number four. What is the best-selling Mario game ever?
Super Mario Kart.
No, Super Mario Brothers.
No.
Yeah.
Way.
I know.
More people like Mario Kart than Brothers. I demand a recount.
Okay. All right. Question number five. Bowser is known as King of the what?
Castles.
He's king of the Koopas.
Oh.
He sends those Koopas out all the time to attack the brothers. All right, question number six. What does the lightning bolt power up do in Mario Kart?
Oh, it gives him the super fast run through people power.
No, it shrinks everybody else. It is my least favorite Mario Kart power-up. I hate when somebody uses it. You get really tiny and you barely move. Okay, question number seven. Which iconic power-up do you first collect in the original Super Mario Brothers?
Oh, it's the super mushroom, and that's what I was just thinking of when I said we can run through things.
Super mushroom is correct.
Yep.
All right, question number eight. In Super Mario Odyssey, what is the name of the realistic city that Mario visits?
It's like New Jack City or something like that.
It's New Donk City, which is, by the way, an Easter egg throwback to Donkey Kong, by the way.
I think it is. I think
there
it
you
is.
Go. There's your Easter egg. Just paying homage to the where it all began, Donkey Kong and New Donk City. Okay, question number nine. How many power stars do you need to complete Super Mario 64?
Mm-hmm. I think that you need 64 because it's Super Mario 64.
Well, that would make sense. However, it's 70.
No.
I don't know. I'm not sure why, but it's 70. All right. Final question. What is the name of the ghost-filled game featuring Luigi as the main character?
Nobody knows because nobody bought it.
Lies. It's Luigi's Mansion. And it is amazing. If you guys have a Switch, buy Luigi's Mansion 3. My daughter and I play it all the time. It is the funnest two-player game out there. It is so, so cool. The graphics are awesome.
Really?
The kids would love it. Oh, love it. Ooh. It is crazy fun. Crazy fun.
You hear that, birthday kids?
Yeah, that's what you want. Luigi's Mansion 3. Like, it's a little bit spooky, a little bit cool and fun. You will totally love it. All right. So you did really well.
Well, I did, like, I got 14 today.
That's not bad.
No, 13. 13. Yeah.
Well, not bad at all. I want to hear how you guys did. Make sure you head over and let us know. If you have a show idea or you want a birthday shout out or just a regular shout out, head over to our iTunes reviews. Leave us a 5-star review. Make sure you leave your name and let us know what shows you want to hear, if it's your birthday. And if you just want us to say, hey, we'll do that as well. So make sure you head over and leave us that 5-star review. You can also check us out on Instagram and Facebook. We love when your parents send us pictures of you guys playing trivia in the car. We love to post them as well. So if you have any of those with their permission, they can send them over and we will get those posted on our social media as well. All right, trivia fans, have a super Mario awesome day.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.